Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise as we enter this season of grace, a time for us to rediscover your merciful love and to grow in faith, hope, and love and become mature in our faith, that we might share your grace and mercy with those around us and push back the kingdom of darkness and usher in your kingdom of light. So as we begin this journey, we just ask you to send the Holy Spirit to open our minds and our hearts to be encouraged that this is all about emerging into the joy of the Easter season with cleansed hearts, renewed minds, and more joy in your Holy Spirit. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So just a few things I'd like to share with you as we begin this wonderful season of Lent. And the first is, these are my intentions. This is like, as I was praying this morning in the chapel, you know, what do you want to happen during Lent for yourself and for your community here that you're serving? So the first thing I think about Lent is that we want to rediscover the mercy and goodness of God, the truth about God, because the enemy is out there lying to people. And just like Satan in the garden, God told you that. You can't believe that. And I found a particular passage as I was reading St. Faustina's diary about how she was a particular target for Satan because she was telling the truth that God is merciful. And she said, today I was very much made aware of how much Satan hates me for pronouncing the goodness of God. He doesn't want souls to trust in the goodness and mercy of God. Isn't that the truth? You know, so you see people often with problems in their life thinking there's no way out, and they fall into depression, maybe they become suicidal, and they need to know that no, God can rescue you from any situation you find yourself in. He's merciful and loving and wants to reach out a hand of redemption and salvation to all of us. And so we have this battle going on with the truth and the anti-truth. And so hopefully all of us will rediscover the mercy and goodness of God. I remember talking with a man once. He was a father, actually, and had a very abusive relationship with his own father. And unfortunately, you know, he didn't really know the Lord at that time in his life. And he kind of turned to drugs to deal with the pain of what was going on. And it was starting to really just drag him down and crush him, as that lifestyle does. And he's, I remember him saying, you know, the first time I went to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, when I realized that I wasn't the only one dealing with this and that God was going to help me out of this pit, I just felt the greatest sense of hope and relief in my life because I wasn't alone. And then he just really understood and he gave his life to the Lord and got out of that pit because God is good and merciful. Amen. So we want to tell people that because a lot of people are being lied to, especially our young people. You know, they're being told that they have no future. They look at the news and they see so many negative things. And how can I make a difference? How can I possibly make a dent with all the injustice and bad things happening in the world today? If you give your heart to the Lord, He will just do amazing things through us. Amen? That's what we want to see. We want to rediscover that truth during Lent, you know. And then secondly, the Eucharist. I hope and pray that this Lent is a special time for us to rediscover the beauty and grace of the Holy Mass and the Eucharist. And I said last weekend about Eucharistic adoration, but you know, I was reviewing a book that I read years ago, and when Moses was called to lead the people out of slavery from Pharaoh into the desert, the most important thing what God told him was, you must lead the people in the desert to worship me. That their whole identity was found in worshiping the God of Israel and for him to call them to be his people. And the first three commandments deal with that, putting God first and keeping holy the Sabbath. And we're living in a world where people have forgotten that. And I think that's because they're subscribing to another gospel. When we understand that we're only justified through grace, through God's gift of grace and his mercy and faith, then we can come to the Mass and say, you know what, I'm here to give thanks because I couldn't save myself, but God can. Nothing is impossible with God, amen? But as we look around our countries that used to be quote-unquote Catholic, they're all kind of falling away. People aren't going to Mass anymore and finding joy in their worship and leading by that example that God comes first and worship is central to who we are as a people of God. So I hope and pray that all of us, present company especially included, have a great renewal in the gift of the Eucharist for our church, you know, and have these Eucharistic encounters with Jesus as we come into his presence, just feeling his love and that we become what we receive, as St. Augustine says. Sound good? The last thing, evangelization. We need to be more evangelical. We need to share our faith with the people around us who don't know the Lord, who don't have a relationship with him, all the nuns, as they say now in the statistics, you know, I don't have any affiliation with any religion, and I don't believe in God, so they're called nuns, not N-U-N-S, but O-N-E-S. And so there's so many opportunities that the Lord is giving us to reach out to the people around us and to share our faith. And the more we feel that empowerment of the Holy Spirit, the more joy we have ourselves in our relationship with the Lord, the more we want to share. Jesus even saying, you know, that the rocks will cry out. That wasn't a compliment. We're smarter than rocks, aren't we? Most days. Amen. It's a joke. Lighten up. No, just kidding. So, but the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we have good news to share with the world today. And so we push back the darkness by sharing in the truth that God is good, He's merciful, He's amazing. It just changes your life and brings good and bounty and just wonderful things into our life. We give thanks to the Lord for the new life we have in His Son, Jesus Christ, by coming to the Eucharist and faithfully celebrating that every Sunday. And then we want to share what we have, become what you receive, break open that door and go out and share the good news. You've been chosen, appointed, and anointed, and God has a lot of work for us to do, and it's exciting times. Amen? Let's pray that the Lord bless us. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise again for the season of Lent, and we're all working on different things, or you're working on different things within us, and so we just give you permission to draw us more deeply into your merciful love, that we can experience your goodness and mercy, that we can celebrate that faithfully every Sunday during the Holy Mass, and that we can share with others the joy we found, the new life we found in you, and live our lives more abundantly. We ask all this through Christ our Lord.